A small airplane crashed into a 50-story condominium building on Manhattan's Upper East Side earlier today. The New York Police Department says two people are dead. An FBI spokesman told NPR that there is no indication of terrorism. I'm joined now from New York by NPR's Robert Smith. And Robert, you are at the scene, 72nd Street near the East River. Describe what you see.
Well, first of all, you can't help but miss the massive police and fire response here. It was just for blocks and blocks around. All you could hear were sirens and smell smoke and see smoke pouring out of the side of this building. It's a 50-story apartment building on York and 72nd Street on the Upper East Side. It's a rather pricey little condo tower, and it looks out over the East River. And what I'm hearing from people here when I arrived is they actually saw debris falling and a fireball come out of the side of the building around the 40th floor. And the FAA is reporting now that it was a small fixed-wing aircraft that crashed into that floor.
Now, a plane hitting a building in New York City elicits a certain kind of anxiety, of course. How are people reacting there?
Well, at first, I mean, there was real fear. You could see people running away from the area. When I got here, the streets were smoky and people were running in the other direction. And people I stopped to talk to, I mean, they said, oh, no, not again. You know, it was immediately their first thought. It could not be their first thought. And it's the same way with the emergency response. I mean, since 9/11, the fire department, police department have been gearing up for something like this. And it was immediate and a massive response here.
And do you have any information about what happened, how this plane apparently veered off course?
No, and things have been sort of sketchy because it was a small plane and it wasn't sort of flying under flight control. So it was called a sort of under a visual level. So it wasn't an air traffic controller controlling this plane. But what we do see is that there is airplane debris on the ground in front of the building, indicating there might have been some problem before the impact, or maybe it came off of the impact. But the people I've talked to sort of glimpsed it. They didn't know at first whether it was a helicopter or a small plane, but said it sort of spiraled into the building. So that's what we're hearing now, but we have no indication what might have caused this.
Well, from the pictures that I've seen on television, at least it looks like it was a foggy day in New York City.
Very low clouds, and it's begun to rain quite heavily here. But at the time, it wasn't raining. It wasn't windy. Sure, the clouds were low, but I wouldn't call it foggy or obscured in any way. Weather may have played a part, but it's doubtful. We could still see the tops of all the buildings, and that's sort of our indication here that the weather's really bad.
And as I said earlier, the New York City Police Department has confirmed two people have died. Any reports of casualties, other casualties?
No, I haven't gotten reports of that yet, and it's unclear to me whether those were at least from the plane or from occupants of the apartment buildings. We haven't heard anything about whether anyone was actually home in the apartments that were impacted directly by the plane. And, I'm standing here next to the bank of ambulances. Haven't seen anyone taken out of the building, haven't seen anyone sick or injured yet. But like I said, their ambulance is probably on every corner and can't confirm whether anyone else was injured in this.
All right, NPR's Robert Smith in New York. Thank you very much, Robert.
You're welcome.